A decision almost half a century in the making. A former soldier will face murder charges over his actions on Bloody Sunday in Northern Ireland. Bloody Sunday was one of the worst atrocities during the Troubles and a flashpoint during Northern Ireland's three decades of unrest. Prosecutors say the man known as Soldier F will be charged over the deaths of two unarmed civilians in 1972 in Londonderry, otherwise known as Derry. For the families of 14 people killed, the decision is bittersweet, as Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
The organisers of this civil rights march promised that their people would be non-violent. The army have said throughout the day that they hope to use minimum force. But 3 hours after the procession began, this has ended up, as dusk comes onto the bogside, as the worst ever confrontation between the army and the Catholic people of the Craigan and Bogside.
On a January afternoon, Michael Kelly was shot and killed by a British soldier. He just joined thousands for a civil rights march that turned into a massacre. His brother, John Kelly.
Bloody Sunday was not just a wanton act carried out by a trained army against defenceless civil rights activists. It also created a deep legacy of hurt and injustice.
For decades, the families have sought to remedy that injustice by pushing for prosecutions of soldiers who fired shots at unarmed marches. Now Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service says there's enough evidence to charge one soldier, but it won't prosecute 16 others. Alana Burke was injured on Bloody Sunday.
This announcement is further vindication of our decades-long campaign to clear the names of our loved ones and to bring those responsible for their deaths and injuries to justice.
Director of Public Prosecutions, Stephen Herron.
Most of the previous statements as to conduct made by the soldiers cannot be used against the individual concerned as a basis for prosecution. I would stress that the prosecution decisions in no way undermine the finding of the inquiry that those killed or injured were not posing a threat.
It's alleged a former paratrooper known only as Soldier F murdered two young men, and he'll be charged with the attempted murder of four others. One of the charges relates to the death of 22-year-old James Ray. This decision was 47 years in the making for his brother Liam Ray, but he'd hoped for more prosecutions.
I'm relieved that at least one soldier who's responsible for those actions is going to be prosecuted, but I'm extremely saddened. Because we are a family, the Bloody Sunday families. And just for Jim, as I think this is one thing, but my heart is broke for the rest of families as it's been a very black day for them.
When a 12-year investigation finally exonerated the victims of Bloody Sunday, the former British Prime Minister David Cameron apologised for the actions of the armed forces. Now the UK government appears troubled by this decision. It'll pay for Soldier F's legal bills, saying former Defence Force personnel shouldn't live in constant fear of prosecution. This is Bridget Brennan reporting for AM.